Thank God for preserving this health for 6 years, you know. Going so many places, through many climates. The Lord has kept me safe for 6 years. But at last, the Toronto bug has caught up. So it's not too bad. So we always say, could have been worse. I thank you all for praying that I was able to complete the 4 weeks missions trip with your prayers. The Lord has done great things for us. And I have reported all this in the weekly, so there is no need for me to now repeat. I hope you are reading. I'm very glad today to see Sister Charlene, and she wants to say a word of thank you in just standing up. I think if you stand up, you say thank you for. When I left, she was in a wheelchair with crutches. Please, thank you. You may be seated. She's the wife of Preacher Harrison. You may be seated, please. And she nearly lost her leg. Today she's walking around without crutches. I want to thank all of you for praying. There were anxious moments in the beginning whether she might have lost the leg altogether. The Lord is good. So continue to pray. She's back from Miri, Sarawak. And she'll be back to minister the word together with her husband, Preacher Harrison. Now we have a little chorus to sing, and I hope you will help me with my crook voice. Number 67, it is a medley of 3 choruses to help us understand what we are going to talk about and what we are going to hear about following the Lord Jesus to the very end. What do we mean by that? We are going to sing 67, 8, and 9 as a medley. It says here, somebody is knocking at your door. In the every home sings, please. Every home sings 67, 8, and 9. Somebody is knocking at your door. To some friend who has never opened your door to the Lord Jesus, now is the opportunity. We have a wonderful Lord who is always seeking, waiting for an entry that you will receive Him and begin to follow. 67, 8, and 9. Ready, everybody. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Let him in, let him in. He's knocking at your heart's door. No, and he may, or he may leave and return no more. Make this your response. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Throw me my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come for thee. We have it once more, and you got to help me, as I said, you know. Please try your best together. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Let him in,
Thank you. Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. In my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee.
Thank you and praise God. Now back to John's Gospel. John's Gospel, chapter 1, is an account of the calling of the first disciples when there was yet no church as such. But you know, God begins all things well. Once upon a time, there was no church here in Pandan. Now we have so many. In this account that we have just read, here the Lord Jesus Himself is calling for Himself a people out of the world. Do you ever thank God that He called you out of the world? That you first heard the gospel and responded and say, "Oh, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." Recall that day and be grateful. The theme for today is hold fast your calling. It is a very precious theme for us to think. For there are some who follow part of the way and give up. How sad are you giving up? Is there anyone in this congregation who sometimes think, "Hey, it's long enough. The road is hard enough. I've had enough. I'm going to give up." I say to you, dear friends, if the Lord has called you and you have followed, never give up, because you must know who you are following, the person you are following, why you are following, where you are following, for the end of that following is the wonderful promise of God will be yours. Then you will never regret. The theme I want to repeat for you is hold fast your calling. The Apostle Paul says to us, "Not many wise in the flesh, according to the flesh, very smart people are called. Not many mighty men are called. Not many noble people are called." Thank God it says, "Not many." It didn't say, "Not any." If it says, "Not any," then it's finished for the wise and the noble and the mighty. They'll never be called. And yet God calls them, you know. For some of you here are very wise. Some may be slightly mighty. Some may be a little noble. God calls you. But for the rest of us, you say, "I'm not mighty, not wise, not noble. I'm nothing." Praise the Lord, we are nothing. God calls all the nobodies to follow Him. Never despise the day of small things. Don't despise yourself. For it's God who sees you worthy to be called, worthy to follow Him. For God wants all who can understand the word, "Come, follow me," to follow Him. So I say, hold fast, dear friends. Tell yourself it is a wonderful calling because I am called out of the rest of the world to follow a person in that situation that we have just read. The person himself was there to call them. Do you know that person? Dear friends, we remember him at this table. not once a month. This table is to remind you to remember Him every day. Dear friends, as you woke up this morning, did you thank Him that you are still able to follow and that He is still with you as He promised? You see, these simple lessons we tend to forget. That's why the need for the table to remind us. Who do you follow? Jesus. Oh, my friends, He came unto His own. His own knew Him not, received Him not, despised Him and rejected Him. Such was Jesus to His own, but to us who are called, He is precious. So I ask Him, ask you, dear friends, how precious is Jesus to you? Do you know Him so well as the lover of your soul, the one who went and bled for you in order to buy you back to God? Is He precious to you? If so, follow Him every day. Be glad and grateful you can follow Him, for He is a wonderful Savior. The Lamb of God is how He was introduced when the people came to John the Baptist. This is in verse 35 and 36 of the text we have read. Mind you, Jesus present with them was unknown to them. And it took John the Baptist to introduce. And as we read, I introduce Him to you. Perhaps some do not know Him so well. So I say to you in verse 36, behold the Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God? Oh my friends, the Lamb of God is the one who is to be your substitute. We who are sinners, deserving to die, look to the Lamb of God. Do you look to Him? For He takes our place. He, the Son of God, came the Lamb of sacrifice. And He says, follow Me. My friends, what a wonderful person to follow. He is so harmless, meek, and mild. There are some leaders who are so abrasive, some who take advantage and victimize those who follow, but not the Lord Jesus. When you follow Him, He is always so gentle, so kind, and so forgiving. That's why we have to come to Him every day. And come to Him with gratitude, morning, noon, and night, and say, Lord, I thank You that You are my Lamb, the Lamb of God who took away my sins on the cross, and who now is in heaven, still the Lamb. Yes, the glorified Lamb, the Lamb of God at the right hand of God, looking down with compassion on us, preparing a place for us, preparing to come for us. Meantime, He says, I am with you always. Sometimes you are discouraged, and that is natural. True? Sometimes sickness, sometimes sadness. Oh, my friends, when I left here, there was a dear cousin of mine who was struggling in the throes of sickness. Now I visited her 2 days ago, and she's lost 2 legs. Amputated. How sad. Dear friends, sickness will overtake us. And by the way, tonight, I'm speaking of the clinic with a difference. It will touch on many heart strings. Clinic with a difference can only meet the needs of people for a time. What is the real solution to sickness? Come and find out tonight. It's so good. I was so encouraged. Every week, I hear that the Sunset Gospel Bible Fellowship is sustained above a great level of people. To know that people of God are coming to worship the Lord on the evening of the Lord's Day. That is part of following. You know that. So I say, follow on to the end. Hold fast to your following. Follow Him even in the midst of sickness. So I prayed with this sister without two legs. What is the purpose of living when you got no legs to walk? And yet it is part of this life experience. Then you ask yourself, is it worth following Jesus anymore? Answer is, He who has begun the good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Therefore, follow on. Follow on. Never give up, because the end is always better than the beginning. The end is glory beyond our wildest dreams and expectations. That is why we keep on following. Now, my friends, look into the text again. Verse 40 tells us something very interesting. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew. We hear very little of Andrew, you know. We hear so much about his brother Peter. But you know, Peter was brought to the Lord by Andrew. And this speaks to us or here. You know the Lord like Andrew. Go to your brother and speak a word about the Savior. Say, hey, brother, I found the Savior. Why won't you also come along? Verse 40. Simon was brought by Andrew, who first found the Lord. Verse 41. He first finds his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Wow, that is hot news. Tremendous news. Why, the whole nation were waiting for the man called what? Messiah. The promised Savior. The whole nation had been in trouble, downtrodden, conquered, defeated, taken captive, without a nation, without a name to the name. And all the prophets had been prophesying, look to the coming Savior, the Messiah. God has not forgotten His people, the Jews. God will send a Messiah. And on that day, John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God. He is the Messiah of promise. How excited was Andrew. We have been waiting for this great man to come and save our nation. Messiah is come. Brother Simon, I have found him. Come along. I say, dear friends, following Jesus is not a passive thing. Not passive at all. Following the Lord Jesus is exciting, challenging, and full of promise. For you know the reward is not now. The reward is coming ahead. Abraham followed the Lord Jesus 100 years. He never gave up. Were there occasions when he might have given up? Of course. Plenty of occasions when Abraham could have said, I'm finished, I'm fed up, I'm going back. And so it is with some people, as we are going to show you in a moment. But I say, please thank God you have not given up. For you have found the Messiah, the Savior of promise, and He is the one who will bring you all the blessings you can ever dream of, ever think of, and things you can never think of, never dream of, God has promised to give to you. But you follow. Follow because you have found the Messiah. Verse 42. And he brought Peter to Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You will be called Cephas. What is Cephas? The Greek for stone. Peter. Yes. Peter, the stone. You are going to be a very important person. Now, my friends, in relation to today's holy table, the passage I read to you, I'm going to read to you again. Please follow me. It is John's Gospel, chapter 6. John's Gospel, chapter 6. Verse 47. John 6:47, and I say, may Lord Jesus speak to you through these words. He says to you, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. Do you believe on him? Do you believe he is the Messiah, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and say, Lord, I want you to be my Savior, to have that forgiveness of sins, to have the assurance that you are my Savior. Continue to read verse 48. I am the bread of life. You are so hungry every day, but that kind of hunger will not appease, satisfy you. I give you the bread that will satisfy you forever when you come to Him. Therefore, Jesus is worthy of following Him all the way, because He constantly, continually feeds you with the Word of life, the bread of life, Himself. How well do you know Him? How well do you love Him? How well do you follow Him? Oh, my friends, hold fast, therefore. Verse 49, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. You all know that, don't you? 40 years they would have died. But God did not allow them to die. God showered down the bread from heaven to keep them alive for 40 years. End of the time, they all died. All of them died. But verse 50, I am the bread which comes from heaven, that a man may eat and thereof and not die. Verse 51, you know the Lord is a master teacher. He repeats so many times, you cannot say you don't understand. You cannot say you didn't hear it. You say, hear what? Did you hear it? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. This morning you had your bread and butter. That lasts you 6 hours. Then you get hungry. But when you come to the Lord Jesus, He says, I am the bread of life. When you have taken me in, into your system, by the spiritual method, absorbing the teaching of Jesus, the person of Jesus, receiving Him into your heart as your Lord and Master, you have everlasting life. Never hunger, never thirst. Verse 52. Now, then the Jews began to strive among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They all know Him. Jesus, who doesn't know Jesus? Everybody knows where He comes from. Everybody knows His father is a carpenter. He's got brothers and sisters. And they say we've got to eat Him and then live forever. They cannot believe this kind of stuff. Go on to verse 60. I hope it doesn't apply to anyone here. But verse 60 says, many of the disciples, when they heard this, they say it is a hard saying. How can we believe it? Jesus, the carpenter's son, says, eat Him and you live forever. Oh, nonsense, they say. They therefore say, it is a hard saying. We don't want to follow Him. Is there anyone here saying that? May God have mercy on you. May God speak to you. Verse 66. And this describes, I hope as I say, none here. Listen, verse 66. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. You say, why? You know why? Of course you know why. Because they came to Jesus when He fed the 5,000. Wonderful. You sit there, listen to all the interesting talk, end of the time had a full meal and collect 12 baskets full. Who doesn't want? Every day listen to some sweet talk, eat a full meal, go home. Jesus was wonderful to them until He says, no, not that bread. That bread is not what I came to give you. I can feed you 5,000 every day. To what purpose? None at all. But come to Me. Listen to Me. Follow Me. I give you Myself. He that comes to Me shall never hunger. He that believes in Me shall never thirst. Looking into Jesus, crucified, is life everlasting. No other way. No other method. Only to look to Jesus. But sadly, verse 66 says, many from that time went back and would not want to follow Jesus anymore. My friends, keep following therefore. Now come verse 66 to 16:8. Wonderful verses. I hope they describe you. Listen, verse 67. Then said Jesus unto the 12 disciples, He says, will you also go away? You followed Me. Now so many have gone away. Will you also go away? So I ask you, dear friends, all you gathered here today, is there any one of you who says, I will go away. I don't want to follow Jesus anymore. Now, Simon Peter, the usual spokesperson, he likes to speak very fast. Listen to what he says. Verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered Jesus, listen carefully. May this be your answer today. Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou only hast the words of eternal life. Wonderful that Peter understood. Jesus is speaking the spiritual truth. Coming to Him is not for physical bread, not for material benefit. Although God blesses you with many material things, but that is not the primary purpose. Coming to Jesus is to hear the word of life and to know our sins forgiven, to have our names written in heaven, and to know that He is your shepherd and your Savior. And Peter says the truth. Thank God for Peter on this occasion. Right? Of course you don't thank God that he denied the Lord Jesus 3 times. But here he says, thank God. Thank God Peter saw the truth and became the spokesman of the truth for the rest. Verse 69. Ah, can you say this? Can you? Ask yourself. I read for you. We believe and are sure. Wow, how wonderful. Believe and are sure. What? That you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Therefore, we will not leave you. We will not go away, but we will follow until the end. How wonderful, dear friends. Are you willing to follow Him to the end? And God's Word has many encouraging words to help us, to help you in your moments of discouragement, in your times of depression, your times of disappointment. You say, I followed the Lord Jesus so far, so long, so many years, and I get so many bad things happen to me. I'm going to give up. Don't. God's Word has so much to encourage us. Please turn to Hebrew, and then we will end. Hebrews chapter 3 says to you and me, once you have begun following the Lord Jesus, persevere till the end. Hebrews 3:12. Here the writer, I believe the writer could be Paul, most likely Paul. And the writer says, take heed, brethren, take heed, sisters, lest there be any one of you with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God and say, I don't want to follow Jesus anymore. Don't. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily while there is still today, while there is still life. Exhort one another. Encourage one another. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For the only thing that pulls you away from the Lord Jesus is sin. So I say, depart from sin and hold on to the Lord Jesus. Now verse 14. How wonderful. Verse 14 says, you do not need to give up. You must never give up. Why? Verse 14. For you are you are made partaker of Christ. In following Jesus, in believing in Him, you have a part in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that part will ensure you have a place in heaven in the day to come. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Amen. If we hold the beginning of our confidence, as you were enthusiastic in the beginning, were you not? You received Jesus as your Savior in the beginning. You had the first love. You followed Him so happily. Hold on to it. Remember, remind yourself that first love. Never give it up. Hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast. Don't give up. Don't be moved. Don't be faint-hearted. Confidence, steadfast, unto the end. Amen. God bless this word of encouragement to us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, please help someone who is discouraged today to know that in Jesus Christ we have an everlasting hope that is bright and glorious at the end. Hear this, our prayer, in Jesus' name. Amen.